Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight continues with Hilchos Aser Yemei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance, as we get ourselves ready for Yom Kippur by perfecting our midos, by figuring out how we can be the best version of ourselves, understanding that the mitzvah aleinu, that the mitzvah for which we focus our attention primarily, is the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam writes famously in his magnum opus, in the Mishneh Torah, in his Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Bizman Hazeh She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam. You know, when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, so there was a mechanism that a person would follow, procedures that one would adhere to after one was delinquent, was derelict, fell short, needed to have kapara, atonement, fulfill a tshuva process. One would go to the Beis HaMikdash, offer karbonos, and Shalom al Yisrael. But says the Rambam that today, where there is no temple, there is no Beis HaMikdash, Rachmana Latzlan, Lo Aleinu, we are lacking the ability to what would have been the mechanism to have what would be in our best interest to fast track the process of tshuva. So without that, Ve'ein Lonu Mizbeach Kapara Ein Shom Ela Tshuva. There is not today Mizbeach Kapara, the altar of atonement, and so therefore what we're left with, and this is what we're singularly left with, one and only way for us to have change, for us to have repentance, for us to have tshuva, is the fulfillment of this mitzvah of tshuva. That's it. How a person is able to have kapara, to have atonement, to be able to return, is if a person focuses on the mitzvah of tshuva. Now what does tshuva do? So the Rambam says that tshuva mechaperes al kol ha'averos. Tshuva atones for all averos. Now that means, he explains, that afilu rasha kol yomov. That means that even if a person was a rasha, was an evil person all the days of their life, now that doesn't mean a person should choose or plan or be satisfied with being a rasha, saying that at the end of their lives they're going to do tshuva and they're going to repent. Of course, as the Mishnah tells us, a person should do tshuva one day before they die. A person doesn't know when they're going to die, and so therefore tshuva every day is what a person should do. So therefore, a person can't plan to be a rasha all the days of their lives and then do tshuva at the end of their lives. But should it be that in such a situation, afilu rasha kol yomov va'asa tshuva ba'achrayna, if let's just say a person was wicked his whole life, and he did tshuva in his final moments, so ein maskirin loy shum davar mirisho, he will not be reminded of any aspect of his wickedness, of his rishis, as the pasuk in Yechezkel tells us. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yechezkel lamed gimel yud beis, rishas harasha loyikoshel ba b'yom shuvo mirisho. Meaning that there is no aspect, the wickedness, the evil, it's not going to cause him to stumble on the day that he does tshuva, on the day that he repents from his evil, from his rishis. The atzmo shel yom kippur mechaper l'shovim, and we know that the essence, the mahus, the nucleus of what it is that defines what Yom Kippur is all about, as we say that this is the most important part of understanding what the magic and the significance of the day is. That's the atzmai shel yom, and the mahus shel yom of Yom Kippur is mechaper l'shavim, is that it causes there to be atonement for those who want to be shavim, those who want to return, those who repent. Shenemar, as the pasuk famously tells us in Vayikra Tezayin Lamed, pasuk tells us ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem, this day will atone for you. It's a phrase that we say continually throughout the Yom Kippur davening. We should all be zeichet to appreciate the power, the essence, the mahus of what Yom Kippur is. So a person should recognize what this power of tshuva is, that in the zman of Ein Beis HaMikdash Hayakaya Machshav, now, in these days, we recognize that the only tool that we have, and the process of charata, the process of vidoy dvarim, the process of kabbalah la'asi, the process of tshuva, is the only things that we have in our hands is biyadeinu, to be able to have akapara and to have ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem. We should all be zeichet to be matzliach in this endeavor. All right, from my family to yours, I wish you a beautiful and a wonderful evening.